Let's play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult and introduce you to Chuck calling us from Old Louisville. Hi, Chuck.
What's up?
Or should I say so chuckified?
That's what's up, dog. So chuckified in the house.
So chuckified in the...
So chuckified what?
That's right. So chuckified's in the house. He's bald. He hails from Old Louisville. He drives a Mazda CX-5, works at Humana, and is married and goes by So Chuckified.
I love it.
I love it.
And I am not drinking, by the way. But I'm obviously
not judging.
No. I'm working now. I'm working right now.
All right.
Thank you, man.
I mean, at the moment, you're not working.
No, Kelly, he's working.
Oh, okay.
If any of So Chuckified supervisors are listening at Humana, he's working. You can tell. He's barely paying attention to us. He's on the damn radio.
Okay. I love everything that's happened so far.
All right. It's Little Kid, Drunk Adult. So chuckified. Kelly's going to explain how it works.
Okay, so you're going to hear three magical stories. I think Chuckified knows this. And you have to figure out, is the star of the story a little kid or a drunk adult?
Yeah.
All right. Sounds easy, right? Here we go. First one.
I passed out in my neighbor's treehouse and had to have the fire department rescue me.
Oh.
Passed out in the neighbor's treehouse, had to be rescued.
Yep. What do you think? Little kid, drunk adult.
No, it's drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
Yeah, I feel like totally drunk adult. It has to be, right? And the obvious answer.
I see that happening right now out in Norton Commons all the time.
All right, both of you saying shout out Norton Commons now too.
All right. I got some peeps out there.
All right, so both of you saying drunk adult.
Yep.
Here's the answer.
I was a drunk adult.
Yep.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, you're right. You're 100% right.
I got hammered and crawled up in my...
You could tell. Yeah, for sure.
I got hammered and crawled up in my neighbor's treehouse. I ended up passing out, but didn't remember ever climbing up there. So when I woke up, I was so confused. I was scared. I started screaming because I had no way of getting down.
Oh my
gosh.
This
is definitely Norton Commons. Yeah.
I guess I broke the ladder when I first climbed into the treehouse. The fire department was called... They got me down, and then I was quickly arrested by the police.
Oh, wow.
Well, that took a sharp left turn.
That did take a turn.
Wow.
We didn't get any more information on that, but
no,
right.
But I was going to say we should give her kudos for even, like, getting up there to begin with.
Yeah.
Should we? Okay. All right, you're one for one. Here we go, So Chuckified. Next one, little kid, drunk adult.
I sprained my ankle trying to hug a wild opossum.
Oh.
Wild opossum needed a hug, he thought. Okay.
Sprained his ankle.
Yeah. I can tell you that is a kid, and I'll tell you why after Kelly answers.
Oh. I love that Chuckified seems to have an answer and a story to follow up his answers.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to agree with you. It sounds like a little kid just wants to hug an animal.
Hug. Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Well,
I'll send you photos of my kid out here with 10 cats and... opossums and raccoons and Old Louisville. It's like a free-for-all down here.
Wow!
All right.
It's wild kingdom there in Old Louisville. I love it.
So Chuckified saying it's a little kid. The answer?
I was a little kid.
You are right.
Precious. Yes.
My drunk grandpa and I saw a wild opossum in our backyard. He told me I should try and hug it. When I went to hug it, I slipped and sprained my ankle. My drunk grandpa could not stop laughing at me.
I love how he threw his grandpa under the bus.
Yes, it had elements of both. There was a drunk adult involved.
Yep, it did.
Yep.
So Chuckified, you're doing great. 2 for 2.
Oh.
Playing the game.
All right, last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I smashed an earthworm into my hair and started to cry about it.
Aww.
How did the earthworm get into her hair?
I smashed an earthworm into my hair and started to cry about it.
Oh, smashed an earthworm. Well, yeah, because you're an idiot. Like, why are you doing that? I'd cry, too.
Well, I've been carrying you this whole time, so I'm going to let you go first.
So Chuckified's trying
to... Chuck's back hurts because he's been carrying the whole thing.
He's trying to change the game on us.
All right, Chuck. I see you.
No, I'll see you. I think it's a chick. I think it's an older chick. I think it's an adult.
An older drunk chick. Okay.
All right, so you think it's a drunk adult. All right,
drunk adult. I'll agree. I'm not going against Chuckified.
All right. Uh-huh. All right. Both of you saying drunk adult.
I was a little kid.
Oh!
smashing it in our hair?
Yeah. Oh, let's find out.
In third grade, this boy, Chris, who I had a crush on.
Chris! It's Chris's fault.
Threw an earthworm into my hair during recess. All of my girlfriends started screaming, so I hysterically started to grab at my hair while accidentally smashing the worm.
Oh.
I was sobbing at this point, so I ran into the bathroom to try to wash the worm out of my hair. A teacher caught me sometime later, marched me back to class, and proclaimed in front of the entire class that I was skipping. I got 2 days after school detention for skipping, and Chris didn't get in trouble because I ain't no rat.
Wow. She understood snitches get stitches, but oh man, I would have thrown Chris under the bus instantly.
She said, I ain't no rat.
Oh, now I'm having like visions of Carl throwing rocks on the in elementary school, and I was like, I'm not standing for that, so I threw him right back. And then the principal comes out like, anybody throwing rocks need to be in my office right now. And I'm like, fine, I'm going. And I had to tell the entire school, the entire class, why I had to stay in recess. I'm triggered.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Yeah. We've worked out some issues here.
Yeah, we did.
We did.
Listen, so Chuckified, you think that we do this radio show for the people? No, we do it as our own therapy.
Listen, if my parents didn't push me into healthcare, I'd be sitting right where you are.
Oh, there you go.
I bet I would listen to the Chuckified show.
All right, 2 out of 3 ain't bad, Chuck. You win. Congratulations.
I appreciate it, Joe.
All right, buddy. Thank you. I need you
to be a regular. I need you to be checking in with us on the regular basis.
I'll give you my number afterwards if you're serious. I told my wife, I said, I'm going to interview for a job here. So.
Absolutely. So Chuckified needs to be added to the roster.
But if any of Chuck's supervisors at Humana are listening, again, he is at work right now.
Yep, totally. Just a little side hustle on his break.
All right, buddy. Hang out. We're going to get a little bit more information from you, and thanks for hanging out with the show. Appreciate it.
Sounds good.
All right, hang on.
That's good stuff. He was fun.
Love that. Hey, we want to hear more of your fun stories, okay?
Yeah, we need those. That is the whole basis for this bit. So if you've got one you think would fit, then send us a voice note of you giving us a little teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story, email it benandkellyshow@gmail.com.